Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Yes, 32163.
32163. Thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
Yeah, William Hammond.
Thank you.
Hello?
Okay. I'm here, sir. I'm looking for that name. I'm here.
Okay. I've got a charge on my debit card from you for $56 and something, and I wonder what that was.
I'm looking, sir. Okay, can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today, please?
At 1188 Calgary Street, the Village is Florida, 32163.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm locating the account with that information today. Thank you so much, sir.
Excuse me?
I've located an account with that information today. Thank you so much, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. What's that for?
I'm looking over the account. Just give me one moment, sir. Okay. So I'm showing this is for the meal planning app called Bites Hub. It was created when you entered into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum as it stated in terms and conditions. You were going to also be signing up for the meal planning app. This app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars.
No.
It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, sir.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I'm not, I don't want that. I didn't sign up for that, and I don't want it.
Do you remember ever doing the contest entry, sir?
I did a survey for Home Depot. Yes, I did do that.
So when you entered into that contest, you also stated in terms and conditions you're going to be signing up for the meal planning app, sir.
No.
So that's why you're being billed that.
Okay, I did not understand that, and I didn't read that. All I thought I was doing was filling out a survey for Home Depot.
I do apologize, sir. I'll be more than happy to go and assist you with that today. I do want to let you know I do see you are eligible today for a $29.89 off the monthly service fee, which would bring that down to $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that today?
No, I would not.
Okay, I understand, sir. I'll go ahead and get this canceled out for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Please stand in line while I cancel your account out.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
I'm still here, so I'm canceling your account out.
Okay.
Please stand in line.
I will.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the account's been canceled out. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Okay, just a minute. Let me write it down. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He is going to be Sea Lake and Charlie, 9206278 01. Okay. Your account's been canceled out.
Okay, it's C9206270601. Is that correct?
It's going to be C like in Charlie 9206278 02.
802. Okay, and then that charge will be debited to my, I'll get a debit on my account, a credit on my account for that $56 charge.
This cancels on all future charges, sir, but I can go ahead and speak with my supervisor and see what we can do regarding the charge you were billed. Please stand in line while I go and speak with them.
Okay.
Okay, I went and spoke with my supervisor, was able to go ahead and get them to approve today a $55 refund minus the $5 non-refundable fee.
Okay.
I can go and get that issued for you today, sir.
Yes, do that.
Okay, please stand in line while I get this refunded. I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank?
No, not yet.
Okay, thank you for verifying that, please. Stay on the line while I get this refunded. Hello?
Hello?
Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, I am now, yes.
Thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm almost done. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm just finishing up the refund. I apologize about the wait. Okay, your account's been canceled out and refunded. Are you ready for your confirmation number?
Yes.
You'll be getting back $55 back to your account. That's going to be 717-1569-781.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.